From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
My brother and I were on the phone when he broke the news. A developer had bought the summer lodge down the road from our family's lake cottage in Canada and planned to demolish it and build 600 homes. Standing in my Northern California kitchen, miles away from the lake, I felt my heart drop. My grandparents bought the cottage in 1952 when my dad was a young man, and I had visited every summer since I was born, swimming, canoeing, hunting bears in the evergreens, and sucking orange slices on the dock, my feet dipped in bass-filled water. And now someone wanted to clear the land and build around it. I thought about recent battles waged by residents here in Napa County. In American Canyon, the Walmart supercenter that marked once golden fields for commerce, the mountain village of Angwin above the Napa Valley, where agricultural lands and lush woods are to make way for a residential development of 380 homes. I had watched these fights with half interest from the sidelines as compromises were met that favored developers. Now it was my backyard, and I understood. It's not just what we build that matters, it's also what we take away. And each time a meadow is replaced with a shopping center, a sandy lakeshore with a row of condos, or a forest with paved roads, we lose some of the freedom that comes with the ability to explore and delight in our world. I am not one of those people who thinks all development is bad or that all developers are greedy pillagers of the land. I understand that populations grow, that time means change and loss. But where natural beauty exists, we should fight to preserve it at all costs. Open space is not just space. It's the landscape for our children's memories and dreams. Someday I hope my grandchildren will cast fishing rods in the same lake of my youth. I hope that it will be clean with wide views of the pines, and I hope that the fish will still bite. I hope for something similar to this for everyone's grandchildren, including the developers. With a Perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.